we used to see the presses going out of the works with the police, where the police lead in the huge load, you know, as they were leaving the factory gate. So we did sort of like, after all our hard work, we did go and see those leaving, which I'd love a photograph of that. Yeah, so it was, you know, huge loads, and they used to have to stop all the traffic. And if you can imagine these huge cranes, these huge machines coming out, you know, the presses as well, coming out of that little tiny Baker Street, it was quite, and must have been quite an ordeal for them to do. And all the paperwork had to be done, so that was all ready to be taken, you know, the bill of loading and things like that had to be ready on time to go out with the machines, yeah.
And were you part of the team that would have drawn up that bill of loading?
In cases of sickness, or it wasn't really my job, but in cases of sickness, stroke, holidays, yeah, I did have to help with that. Yeah, and they used to stand over you. The bosses used to stand over you and make you very nervous as you was trying to type, and everything had to be just so. You couldn't make a mistake. Not on those important documents.
And what was a bill of loading? Can you describe what would have been on that document, and who would have used it?
Right, the bill of loading would be all the details, I believe, although it's a long time ago, my memory might be a bit sketchy, but it was all important details of unloading the machines when it got to dock. So usually they went from Dover, most of them. Apart from that, I as I said, my memory is quite sketchy because it wasn't really my job. I only done it in times of sickness, etc. But I can always remember it was quite a hard job to do.